Well, folks, the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill is still advising that we can expect snow to continue. The time frame we're looking at is through Thursday morning, about 7 o'clock, which is tomorrow morning. I'm Brian Houseworth, and joining me to talk about what's happening is Joey Welch. He's a meteorologist, National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill. Joey, do we still have the winter weather advisory in effect right now?
Yes, it is still in through effect through tomorrow morning. And that's mainly concerning the potential for generally a 6 to 9 hour period of winter weather in late October, and unfortunately some impacts associated with that.
When you talk about, you mentioned the time frame, this is still, and I want to make sure that I have the right area, it's from Boonville, Moberly, Kansas City, points north, based on what Mr. Bowman said. Is that still the case?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Let's talk about expected totals through tomorrow. It looks like northeast Missouri, far northeast Missouri, and you can mention some of the specific towns, could see the bulk of this.
Yeah, it looks like the main axis is going to stretch across kind of eastern Iowa, even further east slightly, but eastern Iowa down to north central Missouri. So kind of in that bullseye area is northeast Missouri, and they're expecting, 1.5 to 2 inches through tomorrow morning.
Which would put the total about 3 to 4 in those areas. Am I correct?
Well, total generally 1.5 to 2.
Okay. By the time all is said, okay, that makes sense. Very good. So that would be the heaviest area. How about Jeff City, Columbia? What are we looking at? Jeff City, Columbia, Sedalia. It looks like we were worried about ice earlier. Is that still something to worry about?
Yeah, it is. There will be a brief period of potential kind of a wintry mix to develop across the area this evening, generally right around 6 p.m. or so. Right now, there is some light precipitation in the area. It's kind of a mixed bag of sorts. We're hearing reports of rain, drizzle, ice pellets, snow. Unfortunately, that will kind of continue off and on through the afternoon. But the main show is going to be developing across the area tonight. Again, we're expecting most of the activity to develop right around 6 p.m. and progress through the evening. Initially, Jeff City and surrounding areas will see the potential for some wintry mix and maybe some very light ice accumulations. But then we'll see a transition to snow probably 2 or 3 hours after that. So around 9 p.m. or so, we'll see a transition to snow. It'll be pretty brief. By midnight or maybe slightly after, we'll start to dry back out. But definitely during that evening commute, we'll see the potential for some, hazardous roadways, generally in the 6 p.m. to midnight time frame.
And that would be Sedalia, Columbia, Jeff City, those areas.
Correct. And again, most of the higher impacts are going to be north of the I-70 border there, but, areas just south could see some minor impacts. We're not really anticipating snow-covered roads by any means. But especially on elevated surfaces, there could be some increasing potential for slick spots to develop, during that latter half of the evening commute.
Is there anything you would like to add? I guess the other last thing I'll bring up, and driving down this morning on Highway 63, pouring down rain, sir. The temperature, hovering around 37, 38. It's cold. Some people driving down there, at least 80. Some of them were probably going 85. No headlights on, pouring down rain. People have to slow down, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, caution is going to be heavily advised. Tonight's going to be worse than last night. So, you're going to want to take it slow and, give yourself a little extra time to get to your destination. The other thing, we do want to mention is the rapidly dropping temperatures in the wake of this precipitation. We'll drop down to the 20s tonight, and combined with the winds, we'll see wind chill values in the teens, even for Jeff City and, surrounding areas. So certainly not ideal conditions for October. So definitely worth planning on, potential hazardous roadways tonight. Few hours worth of wintry mix and then snow later on after that, and then very cold temperatures heading into Thursday morning.
And are there freeze warnings that have gone up?
We do have a freeze warning in effect for tomorrow.
For tomorrow, and where is the freeze warning?
Yeah, it's in effect across northern Missouri all the way down to central Missouri.
So northern and central Missouri tomorrow are under a freeze warning.
Yes, that's correct. And let me see, that could be expanded by this afternoon, but it looks like the focus of that's going to be across central Missouri and points north and all the way into western Illinois there as well.
Okay, very good. Is there anything you would like to add, sir?
No, I think that about covers it.